Good evening and salutations, everyone. So, doing a little research on a new podcast, a new season of a missing person show came out, which everybody knows I'm interested in missing cases because everybody knows that's my biggest fear of just one of my loved ones going missing or myself. But as I was going through some backlogs of my Facebook tonight, I found something I wrote a few years ago and kind of wanted to share with you because it still relates to, I think, a lot of people. So I'm going to share it. So it was something I wrote back in May of 2018. So, I look into myself and I see an emptiness that I wish was invisible. As hard as I try, I can't hide those feelings. I try to mask those fears with laughter and half-truths, truths that are forced jokes. I hope nobody can see the true fear, the true me if they did. Why do I wait? Why do I wait to prolong what eventually happens to everyone? At one point, live in my head. Went for one day. Can you survive? I don't know how I even have. Trying to force myself to pretend I'm fine. Trying to force myself to be normal. It wears those demons. And those demons seem to look at you. And force you to see what you try to hide and forget at times. It's like I'm outside myself and I see myself doing what I know is stupid and saying things that aren't me. But I see it and I can't stop it. Living with all of this is like trying to climb up a hill with more and more rocks getting thrown at you. I try and it's never enough. Trying to figure out everything is getting to be too hard, and I hate to live like this. Forcing friendships, forcing relationships, because if you feel connected, you try to do things on purpose to sabotage it. Living in a nightmare that you want to wake up from, but it's all in your head, and nothing can stop you. It's more frightening than anything I can think of. This I wrote way before COVID, because it was like, oh, everybody got all, you know, sick of COVID or whatever, you know, and got all isolated. No, that's how I fucking feel all the time. Because at that time, it was a very difficult place for me. I mean, every day is a difficult place for me. But this particular time, it was, I had just gotten dumped yet again with, I don't like to use the ill word, but in all honesty, I only been in that state with two people, and but I also felt kind of bad today because I did, like, my roommate and best friend, he was being truthful with me, saying certain things, that, you know, he just cares and he gets concerned about my health and my drinking and all that crap, and knowing that I'm better than certain things, but I appreciate the honesty, but I don't want you to be that real with me. I appreciate it, but the timing was very off because obviously I have start my period, so my emotions are very up and down. So It's funny because I'm like, dude, I'm like, when you try to like tell me your truth and honesty, I'm like, it literally seems like you pick the worst times. I'm like, you gotta get me on a day where I'm happy, but not too happy, but in the middle, and especially when I'm not on my period, because I'm like, when I'm on my period, I'm gonna come at you and I'm gonna either cry or hit you or do something. But I know what he was trying to tell me was not meant to be hurtful, but because of my mindset, it was. But what I wrote those years ago, I think it still holds true a lot to just people in general. A lot of people just want to find a connection, and that's my thing, is I've always tried to not fit in, but be accepted. And me being me, it's like sometimes like I'm too out there for, obviously I'm not a cool kid, but too out there for, I guess, the quote unquote cool kids. But then when I go back to my, I guess, quote unquote nerd status doing stuff, I still feel out of place. So it's like I'm constantly trying to find that balance of what's, I'm not even saying like a balance of like what I need to be, but it's like everybody, I hate even quoting this, I mean, because I love this movie, but in Mean Girls, they're like, everybody has their own cliques, and it's like, the nerds are with the nerds, the jocks with the jocks, blah, 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 but they all still look down on certain people, and they all have their issues within their own cliques, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. I've been having a lot of weird stuff. No. I'm getting, I guess, I mean, maybe, like I said, maybe it's the hormones that are going crazy. But yeah, I read that when I found it the other day. I was like, damn. That's still true. I'm still, you know, I still self-sabotage. I do it all the time. Why not? Maybe it's like, why would you self-sabotage? Because you don't want anybody close. Because in the end, they're just gonna leave and hurt you. Yeah. Should make a song about that. I know I sound crazy. I just read that. Took a lot of pain pills. Not pain pills, but, you know, period pain pills. Ibuprofen, Mital. Because I've been hurting. And thinking about a lot of stuff. But, positive note. Been doing some research, so I'm going to have a new missing persons report episode come out probably next week. I've been doing quite a bit of research on this one because it's kind of hit, not that it hit close to home, but it resonated with me. So be prepared and